Welcome to the show, Impact to Income. This is Tyler Watson here, and I have a special guest with me for today's interview. Antonio, are you with us?
Yes, thank you for having me on, Tyler. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for coming on and going through this interview, this chat. And I look forward to just getting to know a little bit more about you and the impact you're making. I know you before you mentioned a little bit about how you help people step into their truth and really live their truth. Is that right?
Yes. So that's my goal, is for everybody that I work with to be able to find whatever their truth is, help them discover it. Because really, I don't do much of the work besides helping them guide them to whatever their truth may be, and then letting them know it's comfortable to walk in that truth and be exactly who you are and do the things you want to do in life. So that's my main focus. And, you know, it's not like my life is perfect. It wasn't until after I had kids that I really started to do some more self-reflection and finding my own truth. And I found some pretty good and useful and effective ways of helping me do that. So I figured to utilize that knowledge was to share it and help others.
Awesome. So share with us a little bit about, you know, the process of helping people step into their truth and or find their truth.
Well, I think there's usually three different things that, in my opinion, kind of it boils down to. One is not feeling like you have to have one specific thing, but going out there and doing the things that you're interested in, and instead of you discovering your passion, let your passion discover you. We all have a lot of different things we're interested in, you know, time to time, and they change over time. So the more that you get out there and try new things, learn new things, explore with things that are of interest, what you are passionate about will speak to you, and it'll speak in volumes, and I think you'll be able to pick that up. The second part of it is, you know, I went through a lot of research on my own of workshops and self-help gurus and all kind of books, spirituality books, self-help growth books. And one of the things I realized was I don't need to do what they say. I need to do what they did. And what all of those individuals did is they went through a process of picking and choosing the things that work best for them uniquely from other sources. And so as I would read these things, I would start to say, you know, I like the way this meditation or visualization works, but I don't necessarily like this other stuff. I like how this person is talking about being in the moment. I'm going to take from this person about love and relationships and kind of creating my own life book, if you will, of how to maneuver and act in the environment, and then applying that. And that comes to the third part, which is in application, you got to be consistent. And that can be really hard at times with just your environment and different triggers. But the consistency is the part where if you're just doing something every single day over time, there's some cumulative effects and that builds up and builds up. But how often do we say we're going to try something and then do it for a week and then it's off the plate and we don't talk about it again for another 6 months? Right? So it's just baby steps, man. Yeah.
I love it. And what you said at first really resonated with me, because a lot of the people I've coached over the years, you know, they say, okay, I want to go share this message. You know, this is my passion. And then they go and start to share it. And as they try to get clients, they change their passion. And they're like, oh, maybe that wasn't it. And their passion jumps, you know, as they evolve. And I
Very
think
true.
It's a beautiful process, and it's part of the process, you know, as people go and share their messages, that you don't have to have just one passion. But to me, it's important to focus on one, you know, monetize on it, and then if new passions arise, as they will, to then do what you did with your first passion. So I loved what you had to say about that.
Yeah, definitely. And I don't think, you know, one of the things with the clients that I work with is, you know, in figuring out your truth, hey, it may end up being that there's some way where your profession is weaved into it, but it doesn't necessarily have to be, right? I just really want people to be able to comfortably accept who they are and be fine with that and not worry about the consciousness of others. You know, so much of this notion of, you know, self-esteem and self-consciousness is not, that's not a bad thing to be self-conscious. We just put a negative connotation on it. What the bad thing is when we're too overly concerned with the consciousness of others, what they're projecting on us. And I just want people to be comfortable with them.
What would you say, Antonio, what would you say that, you know, why is it so important that people find their truth? Like, what are the problems that people face because of not finding their truth?
I mean, the first thing that pops into mind is your decision-making process. If you're not sure who you are or what you want or where you want to go or are comfortable with who you are, you can be influenced by all kinds of things and make poor decisions in your life. And those can be large or they can be, you know, very small. I also think that when people aren't living in their truth, they tend to cater to others in the sense that they're not putting their interests first. And now I know that might sound a little selfish to some, but in order to be selfless, I have to be selfish. I have to be able to take care of myself in order to help other people. So I think people have to be able to accept that and understand that it's okay for you to care about yourself. It's the only way you're going to be able to care for other people.
That's great. You know, just seeing people growing their businesses as speakers and coaches, I find that a lot of us are givers. We just love to give and serve. And that's,
right.
You know, most teachers are that way. But the problem I found is that by giving and giving and giving, we usually don't take care of ourselves, or we give it for free, and then we end up giving so much, there's nothing left to give. And I think it's so important to take care of ourselves, and like you're saying, that way you can continue to live your truth more and more.
And I think what's interesting about that as well is we talked about mindset a little bit earlier, you and I, off the air, but in that mindset is understanding that all opposites are inherently linked. So in order for you to give, you have to be willing to receive. In order for you to understand what happiness is, you have to have some sort of notion of what, you know, not being happy was. Sometimes I feel like the idea is sold that, you know, I'm just going to be this great, happy person and nothing will ever bother me. And that's just not the case. That's not how life works. You know what I mean? So
that's like saying, I want my heartbeat to be at the highest peak all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Which
yeah,
means
you can't,
you're dead.
Yeah, you can't survive like that. You know, so those are all inherently linked. And once you understand that, you know, I can give and give and give, but I have to be able to receive as well. Things start coming to you extremely fast, sometimes faster than you know what to do with. But if you block yourself off from that receiving because you have some notion that it's negative or it's bad, well, you're only on one half of the spectrum. You got to have some balance here.
Love it. So if you had could give us a piece of advice, like one thing to help us find our truth, what would that be?
Don't stop searching. I think there's this false notion that there's one purpose for you. Once you can figure it all out and it'll be a perfect life. I think the point of us in life is to continue to search for that fundamental question of who am I? And it'll never be the same. And quite honestly, I don't think anyone will ever fully get to it, but that's not a bad thing. The bad thing is if you have some hopelessness and say, I'll never get to it, so I'm not going to search for it. Instead, go after it wholeheartedly. Be the best version of you. Find out more about yourself. Keep reading different books. Keep talking to people. Never be stagnant or complacent in where you're at or give up hope that things can be different or better. Even if your life is as great as you ever thought it could be, it can be better. So don't stop the journey. Don't stop the search for finding out who you are, no matter how confident and secure you are currently in the moment.
I love that. And one thing that, you know, really resonates with me is, you know, so many people are like, Tyler, I'm looking for my passion. I'm looking for my passion. I'm looking for my purpose. And I've found over the years that I believe it's more important to just live with passion and live purposefully.
I like
because I don't think ever one day we're going to find, I got, check it off. I got my passion. I got my purpose. But really, if you live every day, like when you wake up and when you do your daily activities with purpose, you find purpose. And when you live every day with passion, you find your passion. So it's kind of an interesting thing there, but I think so many people seek for something that's unattainable if they just do it daily.
Yeah, you know, it's like anything else, and it's, that's worth having. They're worth going after. It's a continual thing, and you know, whether it's yourself or myself or anyone else out there listening, the more you approach things with a vigor and a passion, which you're talking about, the more your purpose is going to be shown to everyone else and identified. So I totally agree with what you're saying. You got to wake up passionate, ready to go every morning, driven for some sort of purpose, holding in faith that it all, you know, work out.
I love it. So, Antonio, if somebody wanted to learn more about, you know, finding their truth and being able to tap into their passion, where would they need to go to get plugged in?
So you can go to my website, which is www.rebirthbx.com, R-E-B-I-R-T-H-B-X, X as in X-ray, .com. It's got my cell phone number, my email contact. You can schedule a one-on-one appointment. Or if you're looking for a talk to a group, organization, or sports team, you can also schedule one of those. And we'll have a podcast up there and some of the other things and projects that I got going on that are of interest for me.
Awesome. Yeah, cool. Well, so Antonio, just kind of wrapping up here. For entrepreneurs out there who are seeking, you know, you said to never stop seeking. What would be some ways that you would suggest that people could do to seek?
One way is continue to learn. Don't ever stop learning. Read more books. Talk to more people. Go to different things. Figure out what those interests are. Become an expert in your field and continue to learn. The other part of that is try new things. You know, I'll give you a perfect example. I have been an athlete all my life, so the creative and art side wasn't something that was, you know, was foreign to me. But as I started to explore that more, one of the things I come to find out that I really love is taking pictures of flowers. Now, who would have known a big, strong football player would be sitting here with a camera looking at, you know, pretty pink and purple and yellow flowers? But I had to put aside whatever preconceived notion it is of what label and identity I'm wrapped up in and try different things that I found interesting and see if it was something that I took a liking to. So, you know, keep learning and keep trying new things, because you'll surprise yourself at, one, what interests you, and two, the things that you're good at.
Beautiful. Hey, thank you so much for joining me today and for all the wisdom that you're sharing. I really appreciate it. Hopefully that adds a lot of value to everyone who's listening.
I hope so, and I really appreciate you having me on to be able to share my message.
Yeah, and so again, if somebody wants to get plugged in, can you just repeat that site one more time?
That's rebirthbx.com, rebirthbx.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you guys so much. Thanks for joining us today on Impact Income. Again, thanks, Antonio, for the chat and all the wisdom you shared. And everyone have an amazing day, and we'll see you on the next show.